MoneyWeb at midday for all your up-to-date stories.
The merger between the political parties GOOD, BOSSA and Rise Mzansi to form Unite for Change may shape South Africa's coalition landscape ahead of next year's local government elections. Now, supporters say it's about building a credible, values-driven alternative. Critics, though, are calling it a marriage of convenience. So let's get further into this issue. Brett Herron is with me from the Unite for Change Leadership Council, and he joins us to explain what's really behind this new political realignment. Brett, a very warm welcome to you. This merger, is it about shared values or simply pooling votes for survival?
It's an outcome of the 2024 elections, which saw a fragmentation of votes across a number of political parties. We know that there were far too many political parties on the ballot. And during that election campaign, we participated as different parties in many debates and many discussions. And almost on every occasion, we were asked, why are you guys not together? You are saying the same things. And so it's a move beyond politics of personality, which seems to dominate South African politics, where we have a celebrity leader. And we are coming together to provide South Africans with a united alternative, which we hope will also expand. There are other parties that we expect to join us once their internal processes are completed. And it is driven by common shared values, similar policies, similar vision for South Africa, but also in response to this proliferation of political parties that I think voters are tired of.
Why has it taken so long?
It's complicated. These talks have taken, I have personally been engaged with talks in different constellations of political parties and players since 2019. We almost reached agreements before the 2024 elections, but it was just too close to the 2024 election to launch a new brand or a united brand. But it is complex because there are political structures that need to be consulted. There are supporters that need to be consulted. And you have to work out that you do have more in common than what you have that separates you.
How many other parties are you talking to? I know you're not going to tell me who they are, but is it a handful? Do you have a lot of people lining up to join this movement?
Well, before the announcement, we were talking to at least two parties who operate on a national scale and who are represented in the National Assembly. And then we're talking to many local parties that contest only in some municipalities. But since the announcement, all of us as the six leaders of this party, current leaders, have been inundated with approaches from local parties and from parties that are fairly well known in South Africa. So I think and I hope that in the coming weeks and months, we will add some significant players to this, to Unite for Change.
How tricky is it going to be internally? Surely there's the danger of power struggles within the movement itself. How do you prevent that once the merger fully takes effect?
Well, we've been engaging for a long time, and one of the reasons why one of the parties has not joined us is around leadership. And how it's structured. We've agreed that our structure will be done on our leadership structure on an equitable basis. And so far we haven't had power struggles. We've obviously had differences of opinion, but we have on every occasion of meeting reached consensus. It may be naive to think that we will always reach consensus, but I think this idea that there needs to be a hierarchy of leadership in political parties is something that we're trying to move away from. If you ask any leader of most South African political parties, they derive their mandate for what they do and what they say from a collective leadership structure, whether it's like the executive, the federal executive of the DA, the NEC of the ANC. The leaders of those parties don't speak and do what they feel like doing. They do it based on a mandate, and we'll operate in the same way.
I understand that you parties are often run by collectives, but the reality is you do need a single leader at some point that becomes the face and the voice of the brand.
Well, we're not convinced that we need a single political celebrity face or leader in order to contest elections, especially the local government elections, where mayoral candidates will be the face of the campaign in each municipality and town. But we have committed to a leadership elective conference by December 2027. It'll probably happen after the local government elections, not before. And if this model works, then we will design the elective conference for 2027 using this model. Mm-hmm. If indeed the traditional model of having a leader and a chairperson and a secretary general or something equivalent is required, then we'll adapt.
How difficult, Brett, is it going to be to hold policy line on tough issues like land, jobs and corruption? You've already said that there has been some internal to-ing and fro-ing on big issues.
Yeah, and those are not the issues. I mean, I think that we've already established that there's close alignment on the issues that we want to campaign in the local government elections on. The manifesto is largely prepared, and we'll announce it soon. But we did hint at it at our announcement in terms of the five pillars that we wish to base our manifesto on, and we are in full alignment on those. And policy issues, you know, evolve. I mean, GOOD has been in existence for 5 years. Mm. We don't have a policy on every single issue that arises, and sometimes you have to go back to the drawing board as a team and develop a policy that you haven't yet developed. So I don't think that there's going to be a lot of difficulty. We've broadly discussed what could possibly be policy differences, and we are still working on those, but we found enough alignment to make the announcement on Sunday.
And just a quick answer, with MPs and councillors still under old banners, is it going to be difficult for voters to know what Unite for Change actually stands for right now at the end of 2025?
Yeah, so I mean, the law doesn't allow parties to merge. The South African electoral system doesn't allow political parties to merge without you losing your seats. So each of the parties will have to honour the mandates they received in the elections. Mm. In the case of GOOD, we contested in 2021, so we have 46 councillors across four provinces. And combined, we have MPs and MPLs. So we will have to serve out those terms of office both at local government level and provincial and national level. But we will start communicating on issues at local government level in anticipation of the 2026 local government elections under the banner of Unite for Change.
Brett Herron, thank you very much indeed.